Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. They talked about antibiotics up on Capitol Hill, some educational sessions put on by the livestock industry. We'll talk about that in just a moment. The Oklahoma Beef Council wants you to know what your beef checkoff dollars are doing. Here's Baxter Black.
These days, not everyone is on the same page when it comes to understanding the great things about beef and beef production. This is Baxter Black here to remind you that your beef checkoff dollars tell a positive story about beef and correct misinformation spread by those who may not have all the facts. Learn more about how your checkoff sets the record straight by visiting mybeefcheckoff.com. Paid for by the Beef Checkoff.
How'd that look, Coach?
Good, but really go for it this time. After you open up, start with a big dip and give it a swirl. Then end with a twist.
Okay, I think I've got the chicken McNuggets down. Now, do you want to work on my ice skating?
Feed your Olympic spirit with McDonald's new sweet chili sauce, available only during the Olympic Winter Games. It's a sweet and spicy kick for an Olympic favorite. The juicy made with white meat chicken McNuggets.
How was that?
I give it a 10. Peace.
At participating McDonald's.
Livestock and poultry groups hosted educational briefings on Capitol Hill yesterday to share the facts about the importance of tools like antibiotics. Among the groups that were involved in these educational briefings were the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the National Milk Producers Federation, as well as the National Chicken Council, the National Turkey Federation, the American Meat Institute, the National Pork Producers Council, and the National Meat Association. Veterinarian Dr. Craig Rouse, one of those up there on Capitol Hill offering the briefings, says the informational sessions were open to staffers from members of the House and Senate, presented an opportunity to become further educated on antibiotic use in animal agriculture and the use of antibiotic resistance in humans as it pertains to that use.
There are some who believe that the risk associated with using antibiotics in animal agriculture could, in fact, impart greater risk for resistance in humans and their use of antibiotics. And quite honestly, the science doesn't necessarily support that position.
He says, in fact, more and more evidence shows that the opposite is true, that responsible professional use of these products keeps animals healthy and enhances animal welfare without contributing to resistance. Dr. Rouse says producers are doing the right thing. He says they use antibiotics to protect the health and well-being of herds, of livestock, and to produce safe meat for the consumer.
A safe and healthy animal is going to have a greater chance of delivering a safe and wholesome product to the consumer.
It's the contention of the livestock industry, and Dr. Al says that he agrees that taking FDA-approved animal drugs off the market would limit the options that farmers and veterinarians have for preventing and controlling animal disease and would likely not provide a benefit to public health.
If you look at Denmark, where they banned the use of antibiotics in the late 1990s. The reason for the ban was to protect the human population from increasing levels of antimicrobial resistance to human pathogens like salmonella. What they found was they decreased the usage of products that were rarely used in human medicine, and veterinarians then quickly saw greater incidence of disease, and that resulted in greater uses of therapeutic antibiotics, antibiotics that are considered critical to human medicine.
Dr. Craig Rouse, veterinarian who was there at those educational sessions in our nation's capital, he says that they were well attended. Staffers seem to be very interested at the legislative level, trying to understand how antibiotics work, how they can continue to be used safely. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Express Ranches proudly presents their annual Spring Bull and Commercial Female Sale, March 4th and 5th, at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Thursday, March 4th, 60 limousine and limflex bulls and 225 females will sell. Then Friday, March 5th, 11 a.m., 500 Angus bulls to sell. For more information, contact Express Ranches, 1-800-664-3977, or go to their website, www.expressranches.com. Their annual Spring Bull and Commercial Female Sale, March 4th and 5th, Express Ranches. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.